Blog Talk Radio.
And you know this, man. I'm right here with my SOG. You know, you see him? Wet paint, wettest paint in the world, painted boy in the world. And I got the SOG.
Well,
SOG is man in the world. I guess that's how you say it. So we're going to start off by praying. We're going to pray in. We're going to pray in. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus Christ, the great Lord God Almighty, man.
Amen.
All right, let's get it. So you know it's Almighty SOG. We just gonna go around. I know we haven't been here, so we'll go around. And I'm gonna ask y'all how y'all been since the last time we've been here. Not since, last week, but since the last time we've been here. So I'm gonna start with Black Boy.
Well, first thing first is I got married since last time. Words from the wise, the BB was just kicking off before we hopped on the radio.
Praise the Lord, the Lord.
That's how my week been, praising the Lord, the Lord. Praising the Lord. But yeah, I've been getting it. I got hired on.
$11 an hour.
I got paid. I'm getting paid $20 an hour. I'm fishing me a tea liver at Target.
Oh, he's a man.
Got the membership card.
He's a man.
Discount.
Yeah.
But
I'm gonna need that discount.
Jesus Christ, the great Lord God Almighty, he's been good. Know this.
It's you in the chat, man. Now we got my boy, Swago. I'm telling you, Seth Barnes is
good.
Yeah,
think I will be. I'm going to the end.
Now we got the choir, man. Boy, you got to talk. Man, come up to the mic and talk.
He's been
here for 2 weeks, and you still ain't got it.
They muzzled the deacon.
Boy, step up to the mic. Stay in the chair.
What did
you
say?
I didn't need
an honest.
I met the ghost
ticket.
It's hilarious.
You already going out.
The ghost ticket. You know that nigga?
Yeah.
I met him at the dance with rocking the cast.
I'm talking about my man giving his testimony. You already can hear this, man.
What time of week would it have been? The day, the night. Damn, I'm telling you, man, the fellowship is awesome. And I have to say that, look, if you're not working and you need a job or whatever, man, going down there and talking, we got SOG all up.
Oh, praise the Lord, the Lord. Praise the Lord, the Lord. He said, go on down to Target. You got SOG working all the time.
We're
going to ask Afro Thunder over here. How's the week been?
Yeah, my week been good. I've been playing football.
I've
just been feeling it. I can tell the
Now we got Strive for Valley. Strive for Valley, huh? That's my man. That's my man right there.
Yes, sir. Pull your seat back a little bit.
We're going to come back to you as you play your weekend. I know you got a testimony. We're going to ask that.
I'll be eating
this
trip. Probably got a man's trip again.
You got to talk to the mic. It's all right, I'll say that. I'm gonna come back to you. Webpack. I'm gonna get my boy right here. This is my guy right here. My
what's going on?
My right hand, light skinned man.
Hey, oh, damn.
How your week been? Goofy?
It's been.
It's been. All right, yeah. Praising the Lord, the Lord. All right, now we got wet paint, Goofy. I'm gonna turn it back around. The wettest paint in the world. I'm thankful to be here today with my brother. I want to ask Deke. We want to go do something. And Deke is 1-1. He beat me. He had me in the first half, but I came back and we prevailed. So
hey.
Game 3 is going on. Me and Deke. I'm not. He's a great opponent. First and foremost.
Can I ask you this? Because a couple weeks ago, me and that guy over there, we beat him.
The opponent?
Yeah, the opponent.
Oh. Yeah, here he's going to be coming in
so
now.
I guess we in the series now.
Yeah, we in the series now. I'm thankful to be here with my brothers, like I said.
Say this real quick. I got 2 games, and I got to go to Verizon. I'm handing out.
Oh, man.
See, now we're going to need that rematch then. Because they can't make this
month. Yeah, we're going to need that.
But
yeah, I'm give it out today. But I'm thankful for today with my brothers, and we had a great week. I had to drop the video, did well, thank you, sir. And thank God, man. I went to the post office, mailed everybody's stuff off, so I'm in a great mood. There's nothing they can do with me.
Amen. So, I'm gonna tell y'all how I've been pretty good, you know. I've been helping my mom a lot. That's all I really can do, you know. I'm grateful that I can give her something, you know. Grateful that I can, if it's not, you know, paying a bill or just putting a little money in her pocket, you know, because she's not working right now. It's a blessing, you know. And, I'm just getting blessed on all ends because, you know, I think what was it? That was last week, huh? That we came and whooped them. Yeah, that was last week. But it's okay. I'm good. I feel good. I'm doing good.
That's OG.
So if anybody out there needs prayer, if you got a question that you need answered, something that you want to talk about, you know, call in. Number is 516-418-5857. And we pray for the Lord. He got us raising the ball.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're gonna get into the subject.
Oh, I'm good.
You know it's Jesus. I ain't gonna
ask. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
I'm gonna start with you.
Oh, no, okay, then let me say this. Hold
on.
I'm feeling good today. So what I want you to do
that mic on.
Because, you know, we started off with some life, you know, praising the Lord and all that. I want you to ask everybody that question, bro. Or can you ask everybody that question to come back with me with a beat with that question? I'm a rap that separates me from them. So when you do that, hold on. Oh, no. Because this is my guy. So when you do that, give me something I can work with. Something
I go back to that thing because I like that beat.
I need something I can talk to. You know what I mean?
We're going to go to a day.
Or,
like that.
So,
I'm going to start with, I ain't never start with Larry, so I'm going to start with Larry.
Thank you, sir.
Man, I got to show the people out there. It's probably backwards to me. What separates us from them?
See the
earth.
That's great.
See the earth. So my co-host is going to answer the question, then I'm going to go around to ask the SOG, and if any of y'all out there want to answer the question, I'll click in and then I'm going to let my... Where do we go from here?
All right, so basically what I get from that question is we are believers. That's a clear separation from whatever they got going on. And we're children of God, children of the living God, Lord Jesus Christ, their God, great Lord God Almighty. And that alone is the biggest separation. Like, that's what we believe in, that's what we know, that's all we know. He's everything for us, and we know that that's where our help and our blessings come from. So that's what separates us from them, in my analogy, my interpretation of them. So that's what I got. That's what separates us from them.
Awesome. So now we got Fat.
Yeah, don't call me that with air.
Without all the details in the middle.
You think about it.
Yeah. We waiting on you.
Hey, I don't really know y'all. But just
the sons of God, the men of God, the brothers of
They have to come together, because if it's Jesus and nothing else, that means it becomes a family. And when it becomes a family, it's the hottest and the most powerful Christian mafia in the universe. So how, what really separates, what's going to separate us from them is if you don't like Jesus, then you don't need his benefits. And if it benefits the car, or if it benefits your feet, or if it benefits your car, if the benefit is the breath that you breathe, you don't need it no more.
Christian Mafia on
that. Christian Mafia on that.
All right, I'm going to answer the question now. I'm going to answer it. So what separates, I'm going to show y'all again what the cut just did. I don't know if y'all can see it. I'm just going to say it to get the whiteboard. What separates us from them? So them as in those people, as in those guys that we don't know as them over there on that side, as in them that don't come here.
Now, okay. We're black, that's the truth, because if you walk there, you're going to be here.
No, they can hear them because you can hear them through the phone. So as long as you're going through the speaker,
okay,
you're going to be able to hear.
Right.
So I was just thinking about that. So basically what separates us from them, my boy said white people. Oh, God. Okay, so what separates us from them, I would say, in my personal opinion, is we're knowers, you know,
amen,
and we're highly favored, you know. God puts us in a position and gives us opportunities that he doesn't give anybody else, you know. Puts us in position to do things that other people can't do. So when it comes to brackets, and it comes to levels, and it comes to pyramids, we're on the top of all of that. Because he read Jesus Christ, the great Lord God Almighty.
That's not
the King of Nazareth on earth.
I no power on earth.
And you know,
so, you know, and I'm trying to tell him, like, we've been different. We've been chosen. We've been a family. We've been chosen, you know. And a lot of people can't say they've been chosen. That's what makes us different. You know, we can I say we bleed different?
Yeah. Say that again?
We bleed different.
You know, the brotherhood is like the brotherhood is a hard thing to keep together. A brotherhood brings along, like I said, the family, right? So we know we are the family. Now, how would you know if that family righteous or clean or unclean? The way you can tell is when you mention Jesus and they smile, you know they got the Holy Spirit. When you can tell by the joy in their faces are going to show you exactly who they are. So all you got to do, if you sit down and listen to a man long enough, he's going to tell you what you need to hear, right? And if Jesus pops up in there and that man turns around and smiles like, yes, yes, you're right, that's the Holy Spirit right now just telling you confirmation. Roll with that.
Good.
Amen. Amen. My bad. If anybody out there needs prayer, you know, if you got a question that you need answered, you need to talk about something that's going on in your life, call in. The number is 516-418-5857. And, you know, let me see. How much time do you have? 40
minutes.
Yeah, 40 minutes.
There any call?
So, nope, not yet.
Yeah. Man, Jay said it. Jay sparked it off, I sparked it off. So let's get a cipher. We ain't never had no cipher. Let's have some fun.
We ain't never had no cipher. We have a cipher every time we get on here.
Let me tell you this. Jeff, before you got on air, Nick Cannon said,
yeah,
he said, power up, right?
Yeah.
That's why I kept pushing.
Yeah.
Because they missing us. He talked. There's no one that's calling right now that said, it's
odd. Yeah.
I can't
receive my
I mean, phone.
You can text them, but. Yeah.
What's the text?
So, yeah, praise the Lord, Praise the Lord, the Lord.
He's about to have a Gentile cipher.
Oh, this
thing
here.
It's
like a freaking giant kid in that area.
You want to know why I've been hot? You want to know why I've been hot? It's the key's fault because I get over here after paying money to get here.
Wait,
Like,
around you.
Yeah, they're living around you. Yeah. Stop eating your light skin snack in the church. I'm looking.
I forgot about that demon.
Boy, if you don't back up, boy, you can't even speak into the mic. I know what's the crap. That's my skin, niggas always trying to eat in the church.
Yeah, that's what got on my ass.
Like, Johnny, how about that
demon? Oh, man, that demon's not. That's what I was saying. It's the Holy Spirit. It's spiritual warfare. No matter what you do, it's spirit. So us, we use the Holy Spirit. Them, they use wicked spirit.
Ah!
That's why we're saying 1 foot away 1,000, 2 foot away 10,000, that's talking about demons.
So
we come in here with 12 of us in here, we can
so
go ahead. What I got to say is, if I got anything to say, you say, what we got to say today.
Mm-hmm.
We need to move and focus on one accord with no hesitation. I don't be saying much. I'm just saying this. Part again. We need to move in focus on one accord. Like when we asked it,
our Father.
Like it was about a month ago. And else was in here. There was a question that went around. Like I don't remember exactly how the question was worded. It was like, what are you gonna do? What do you see yourself being? What do you want to do with yourself? And everybody was like, get closer to the Most High. One accord. Everybody who came out and said, that was the SOT. Elsa, that's what I'm talking about. Elsa's like, she wanted to be, but I'm not knocking her, but she's not an SOT, like, she was like, she wants to be a model, she wants to be honest, like us. We was on one accord. One accord of this.
Thank you, Jesus.
Get closer to Jesus Christ, the great Lord God.
Yeah.
So we get focused.
One accord.
And move with no hesitation.
No hesitation.
That's why I learned that no hesitation. See, I went to a new position. I did money and all that, but nothing. I got with business. He started banging on spirit, banging on things. Banging on things. Well, no matter where they at. He tear them up physically, and I tear them up spiritually. I'll be sitting there praying over my prayer. He's standing there, pushing that stuff over, standing this down, losing any helmets, doing all kinds of stuff. And just spiritual warfare. Now, all of us together, it was just me and him. All of us together, that was 10,000 demons, man. All of us together, focus on one accord with no hesitation. The empire's already here.
Mm.
He already smashed it up. Now we got to be that.
Mm.
You gotta be that. Mm. The way you can be that, Jesus Christ.
Raising the ball.
Praise Lord God Almighty.
So, this is why our mask came out that I told you to do way before this mask thing happened, right? Because we have the Holy Spirit. We don't have demons. The Holy Spirit is going to tell us what to do, right? So, he goes through it, but he says it has two things you can do with it. For the son that has it, of the family.
I was going to ask you that last time.
For the family members that have them, we are family. Yes, remember that. We're the most powerful family in the world. All right?
In the world,
Greg. This is all from our mouths. If you don't love Jesus, you get none of his benefits. Back about this list. I don't care who you are. When I come, who you going to call? Because I'm coming with the Holy Spirit. Who you going to call? Who you going to
call?
You
call his mama.
Mama, we got to move. That's all you're going to say.
All right.
I'm
going to call you Old Yellow.
Come on, man.
How you gonna live?
Yeah. You got any
football players? How you gonna eat?
Yeah.
How you gonna get water?
Yeah. So this is why we put the book of Revelation. Can nobody buy or sell without the mark of the beast? But do you want to know what the beast looks like?
Come on. It's in your hand.
Look, he looks like one of us.
Go. That's it, that's all you got to say. You guys, man, I'm still doing the basketball for his man.
But yeah, I'm just
bad. Bro, I'm not listening to you. I'm not with that. What's the question? You're trash. You get on a, oh, you know, you just say, if you got something to say, you know, if you got anything you want to say. I know if you might check, probably don't want to say now. You want to say something?
Yeah, follow me on Instagram. What do you
start
sharing?
Oh, Instagram.
So you can't follow me on Instagram.
All right, what you got to say?
Put him on a song with Harry.
Hey, why brought my Cortez too? We've been a ball in the Cortez today. What's our at name again? Say it again. Dead slowly.
Dot Trey.
Y'all hear that, right? Hood Rich. Hood Rich got Trey. Y'all follow my boy.
Y'all follow my boy. Hold up.
There he is right there.
Say whatever you wanted to say.
Yeah, S.O.T.
That's how he expressed
it. He really out here. And we got Wet Paint Goofy.
That nigga pointed Larry. He said, have Wet Paint Larry hit me up on the ground.
For real. Nah. And he was serious with it, too. So what you got to say, my turn? It's a blessing.
Bars on.
You got time, nigga. You just anxious, huh?
Bars, get out of here.
You got something to say, Wet?
Bars. What are you talking about?
It's Wet Dollars.
For bars.
Wet Dollars.
I'm not gonna lie, be happy. The first half.
Oh.
That's all. But I came back and whipped him. But no.
Hey, Trey.
I'm thankful.
Trey with an E or an A. With an A.
Hold on.
Three say hi. All
right, so we ready. I'm thankful that we're here though, for real. And I'm glad that I get to talk to KBTL. It is great to be here. That's really all I have to say. I'm not going to lie. He had me in the first half. He's a great shooter. But I had to drive to the rack a couple of times because that's just what I do. I did a step back three. My girl was on the phone. I had her set up on the palm tree outside. It was 10-10. I stepped back, hit a three. The ball kept spinning. Me and D was looking up at the rim and fell in. So what's coming to the world?
Look, now, you saying this boy in the world, right? So I'm going to talk my stuff real quick, and then I'm going to let this boy spit, okay? Like I said, yeah, it's showing on both sides. So like I said, let me say something like this, okay? Stop the cap. We're going to level up. And Jay over here is talking, but he needs to get an airline. But I ain't even going to focus on that. Look, man, I'm really out here. We really out here. We really out here, man. And, yeah, because he's talking while I'm talking, man. He's talking in the background like I'm trying to, he ain't rapping yet.
Hey, man.
This is my show. I might look like a black pencil. I might be the rarest black pencil you ever seen in your life.
But you built like an expo.
He looked like Mr. Clean over here.
That was just a phone call. That was.
It was small. I was trying to get off the clown, and I'm trying to really trying to say what I'm saying. Okay. So ever since I've been here, it's a couple things that I've just learned, that I've learned without even knowing I've learned. So like, I don't know if y'all noticed, but every time we come to church, I'm the loudest one clapping.
Yeah.
And the reason why I clap like that is because when I first came in and I was clapping, I was,
yeah.
And Bishop was like, clap like a man. I'm like, man started hurting. I'm like, man, like.
Yeah,
I'm still the loudest one that clap when they come to church.
You
can ask everybody over.
How much time
we got? We still got like 20 minutes. We good. Yeah, we gonna say something. We don't let this dude, man. He's the best rapper in the world. I'm
gonna spit.
And then after I spit, the bishop gonna spit. After Bishop Larry Jones speaks, this black gonna speak.
What we need to do as men, we already on the path, basketball. What basketball does, it brings men together. It shows them how to work together. It shows them teamwork.
Come to crossover if you want
to
get crossover.
Get crossover to learn how to have teamwork. Now, what's about to open up to us is the universe, right? About to open up to us, and they believe we can handle it. So, what I do is, I go to the man and start telling the man, like Johnny said, time to get focused. If you don't get focused, you're guaranteed to repeat your life and get to hell. There's nothing else left from this point here. So it's Jesus, all of us, or nothing.
So what you have with this, you're supposed to say justice.
Jesus?
Justice.
Jesus.
That's what
we're
going for, our justice, and Jesus is
going to
give it. I feel like
we sound like a... Now, one thing we got to understand, as young men, we are free. We were never locked up in slavery as long as we had Jesus Christ. Jesus had our minds set free. Fear and love do not work together. You're going to have to accept one of them.
I don't think he ever had the chains on. I think he was one of them that stayed in the house that made the oatmeal.
You got to understand. You got.
That was also the nigga that was plotting against his white slave owner getting the guns, getting my brother free.
That's a J. Cole video.
That could be a J. Cole video. But every time I look at Jay, that's what I see. See, Jay is mom white, daddy white, funny. Daddy white, okay, mama's black, right? So in Jay, his brain is a slight different than ours, right? He's going to go try to search and find out and dig and try to wonder why. Got it? Me too, right? Ours, we just kill master or work in the field, right? So when this bridge came through, they came through like, hey, we don't got the kill master. You already know how to work the field, right? You say, yeah, we'll become your master.
Well, I got the guns already.
Yeah. We'll become your master, right? And all we want you to do is take care of all our guards. Now, I said that in a way that if you really paid attention to it, you would get it. All we want them to do is take care of our man, take care of our guards. We don't want nothing more than that. Now, if you start tripping and not trying to do what they're supposed to do. You let the brain. We like it. You know why? Because they're going to think of something, figure it out, and find a way to figure it out.
Look,
they're doing the research. You're like that,
look. And I don't even know what I am, Bishop, because I'm not dark.
Yeah, him too.
But I'm not light skin.
Him too. So what it is, what it comes down to,
what
it comes down to, there is no color. When you look to your eyes, everything is the same, gray, or a big, shiny light. Right. There is no color. No color. So when our family, their family, right, which is my family, right, when the family of the White House meets the family of this White House, those two families are going to merge together, right? There's only one man speaks for that family. That makes that one man the most powerful man on earth.
Prisoner
like
Lord,
that.
Well, you better get a password.
I do have a password.
Hey, how many times?
Oh, that's 10 minutes.
What was that? American.
Praise the Lord, Lord.
Oh,
what
about
you? So, all right, y'all. We got a special seat.
Like,
we got a special seat. Oh no, I didn't mean it. Why did
I wanna hear
look, it? Look, I didn't touch
nothing,
bro. Look what beat it
is. You're gonna hear it with a pledge. This is our first day.
Praise the Lord, the Lord.
And then,
we
yeah,
did hard,
really,
bro.
We got
the number?
I can't remember our channel now. I don't know if it's the number. I got that from my wife. Here. Where's that?
Let's go. go. I'll tell you, you got me, Jay?
Start racing and get this daily focus. come on. Come and spit some.
First of all, Jesus Christ, the great Lord God Almighty, we come out like I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior.
Say that.